fact that today is World Rabies Day, and it may be a disease we associate mentally with animals, but the National Institute of Communicable Diseases has confirmed there have actually been 10 human rabies cases in South Africa since the start of the year. And that is something we should be concerned about. Animal Health and Welfare Organization Four Paws is concerned about it. They're lobbying South Africans to protect both themselves and their pets from this deadly disease. Their press officer, Elise Parker, is with me on the line. Great to chat to you this morning, Elise. Welcome.
Great, Bizzo, thanks.
I believe it's been detected in four provinces. Can you tell us which ones they are?
Yes, Bizzo, and you know, those are really hot spots, and the NICD says they have been unable to stop continuous outbreaks, and that is in the Eastern Cape, Limpopo, KZN, and Mpumalanga. And you know, this is a real concern to us because of those cases that you have been naming there, and also, you know, because we just find that we need to get this message across again to keep rabies at bay. Pet owners must keep rabies vaccination up to date. This can prevent possible transmission to their families. So this is very important to us, Dipa.
Elise, important to emphasize that if transmission happens to their family, this is a disease we cannot cure. Are all 10 of those cases that the NCID is talking about fatal cases?
Five of them were.
Okay.
And the worrying thing was actually that the ages of these people are more or less always children, but because that is the exposure level, you know. And once the clinical symptoms start to manifest, rabies is a fatal viral illness for both humans and animals. It causes brain inflammation, and the symptoms that you can actually look for then is fever and a tingling at the site, you know, where it actually the exposure took place. But it is still possible to stop rabies in humans with adequate and prompt aftercare. So that includes wound cleaning with soap for 15 minutes of washing and water, as well as rabies vaccine treatment on the same day. And that is why we need to get this out, you know, that you must immediately know, especially if you see the dog is not himself. If a very calm dog becomes a wild dog, you know, something like that, the same day treatment, that is what is important.
So important to emphasize that. Elise, obviously, we don't want it to get to that point. We'd rather that dogs never contracted rabies in the first place, which is where it's the vaccination regime comes in for the pets. Pet owners, how often should they be doing this? At what sort of age of pup?
You know, we really should just say that vets are so important and the checkups are so important. And when you go for a checkup, if there's an injury, just watch those little yellow cards that you get. Just see to it that your own vaccination date is sort of like somewhere on the fridge or somewhere that you can just keep track of it. So it's very important to have that date of the first one. Keep track when you get to the vet. Just ask him, isn't it time again? Just ask the receptionist just to look on the register there. Isn't it perhaps time? Just keep it top of mind of what is happening with that vaccination.
Elise, it's been quite some time since I actually had a dog in the house. I've forgotten what sort of frequency you have to have them. And you say keep track. Is it something you need to be aware of yearly, annually, every two years, 3 years?
Yeah, yearly. Do it. See to that vaccination, but also see to the card. See to that you have it. Just be animally responsible. And that is what we are standing for. Animal health, animal welfare. Be a responsible pet owner.
Elise Parker, thank you so much for your time. Press officer for Four Paws South Africa, who do amazing work in the animal welfare field, reminding us all of the importance of keeping track of your pet's rabies vaccines. It's not something that can be taken for granted that it's not going to happen in the Western Cape. Just because it's currently being detected in those four other provinces doesn't mean we can afford to lower our standards with regard to being vigilant over vaccines in this province.